The Georgia-Russia conflict may press Christians into action. The Olympic national fever is in full swing in China. And cell phones and radio broadcasts come together in outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The U.S. State Department asked its citizens to leave the Republic of Georgia as Russia continued its onslaught against civilian and military targets. That came despite Russia's claim to have halted military operations. 30,000 refugees are reportedly streaming into bordering North Ossetia, where Slavic Gospel Association supports churches. SGA's Joel Griffith says those churches may be reaching out.
It's still too early to say how that's going to develop, though. But there's always the potential of a humanitarian crisis, and we would just pray that churches would be ready and able to step into a situation like that to help if the case is needed.
While SGA is asking Christians around the world to pray for an end to the fighting, Griffith is also asking you to pray for something more specific.
We need to pray for the protection of the evangelical churches that are there and ministering, and just pray that even through this crisis, that the Lord would be able to use this to be able to find an open door for the gospel.
The potential for outreach is great, but prayer and funding are needed. Next, the Beijing Olympics is reigniting national pride in young people. The 2008 Games slogan of One World, One Dream points to a future where they'll need to engage in a mosaic of languages and cultures. China Partners' Eric Berkland was just in Sichuan Province teaching a two-week English camp.
The purpose of this camp is to teach students conversational English. People who come over as teachers don't have to be professional teachers to be able to be a part of this camp. In fact, it's better if you don't know any Chinese whatsoever, because that forces the Chinese students to have to speak English.
Teachers were encouraged to share their faith.
We had basic official classes in the mornings, but in the afternoons we would have activities with the students, and during those times is when students would come up to the teachers and get to know them better, and the conversation would turn to spiritual things, and that's when we had the opportunity to share about our personal faith in Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Words of Hope works in some areas of the world where electricity is scarce, batteries are even harder to come by, but muscle power is always available. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says they've been involved in distributing wind-up radios so people can hear their broadcasts.
The radio is very important in many parts of the world, especially in Africa, and putting these kinds of radios into people's hands not only helps them to hear the message of Christ, but also gives them some interesting opportunities to make life just a little bit easier.
Ironically, in areas with no electricity, many people have cell phones, which opens another avenue for radio ministry.
They no longer need to pay for someone else to charge their cell phone. They can do it directly from their own radio as they crank it and continue to generate power. But it even becomes a kind of a micro-enterprise opportunity for some people. Now they have a radio through which they can hear the gospel and can perhaps be of service to their neighbors.
Next, Grace Ministries International's Sam Vinton has been in Africa since July. He spent over 2 weeks teaching seminars in Tanzania. He then visited church plants in Malawi, where religious freedom is promised, but many believe the minority Muslim population is favored. Yesterday kicked off the All Africa Grace Leadership Conference, which Vinton is co-leading, and through that, fulfilling GMI's mission to strengthen national churches. Pray that God grants wisdom to all who attend. And 600 children had to pack into one school before New Horizons Primary School opened. Global Aid Network partnered with the school. The regular curriculum is supplemented with life skills and Bible study. The Ugandan government is keeping a close eye on the program as a model of improvement. GAIN is looking for sponsors for the students who don't have access to their basic needs. $23.50 a month covers half the students' food, medicine, and education. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 making available a music video, The Lord's Prayer, Yours Free for the Asking. It's a moving, high-end production showing how the power of the Lord's Prayer unites Christians in the Arab world. It'll inspire you, too. Get your free DVD at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.